They are the images of disaster.
Oh my God.
Looks as if there's people hanging from the windows.
The scenes of destruction. Moments of misery and despair, all captured by the lenses of professional and amateur camera people around the city of New York. Every image you see here, every frame of video marked by timecode, sits on the hard drive of one computer.
Hey, I swear the shots here I've never seen.
The story of these images begins on September 11th, 2001. With Steve Rosenbaum's production company, Camera Planet, on the ground in Manhattan. Six cameras rolled as the events unfolded.
There it went, Brian. That was it. That was the second one.
We started to edit a film from these six photographers, and each one had come back that day or the next day and done these long sit-down interviews, which we said, where were you, what did you see, and what did you feel? And as we edited together this film of these voices and these faces, somebody from my office, I don't frankly remember who it was, sat and looked at a rough cut and said, this is terrible. I said, yeah, it's really disturbing. And they said, no, it's a bad film. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, it doesn't look like New York.
So Rosenbaum put an ad out in the New York newspaper, The Village Voice, looking for images or footage from that day.
And the next day the phone started ringing. And people basically said, thank you so much. I just want to tell my story. And from that moment on, and for the weeks after, we just had a stream of people coming through the door saying, here's the footage I have, and here's my story, and then we got The Voice of New York.
A lot has happened since the ad first went out. Rosenbaum's documentary is done, and so is Camera Planet. His production company fell on hard times in a city where television feature work was hard to come by in the months following 9/11. But he was left with the unique and extensive collection of one of the most recorded events in history. More than 500 hours of footage and thousands of images of the terrorist attacks on New York City. It is the largest collection of footage Jan Ramirez has seen in her work as the curator with the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation.
The synchronous ability to capture these multiple perspectives from the street, from apartment towers, from helicopters, from the mountains of New Jersey, from Brooklyn Heights, is extremely important to, I think, understanding how this event seared into international consciousness. So having the ability to draw on an archive that is really the preserving a compilation of all of these democratic perspectives, in a sense, is extremely important.
Owning the archive hasn't been easy. Rosenbaum became a de facto gatekeeper for the steady stream of requests that continue to keep coming in from companies around the world looking for footage.
If I'm the gatekeeper, part of the reason why I'm going public about the archive and the need for a home is because I don't want to be. And nor do I think I have the scholarly expertise, nor is it appropriate for one individual to be making those judgments. In the perfect world, there would be a group of scholars and experts that would become the voice and the spirit and the brain of this archive.
I mean, but here, like, here's a guy who's collecting these ashes, so why was he doing that?
The archive is now on the market. Rosenbaum hopes to sell it to pay off Camera Planet's debt to the bank. He's talking with several organizations, including two television networks and the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation, where Jan Ramirez is already collecting other items for a museum still on the drawing board.
Well, ideally, it should be held, I think, by a public, an institution that is committed to public education and public access, and certainly because of the topic that it's going to document, I believe it would be potentially a wonderful piece of muscle tissue to add to the collections of the World Trade Center Memorial Museum.
The permanent memorial at the World Trade Center site is scheduled for completion by September of 2009, a memorial that will include the remnants of the tragedy, both physical and digital, collected by New Yorkers. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.